This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club on FUBAR Radio.
I just sent a rush tweet. I managed to say fan club now, !! at FU. It's like the Odd Couple. FU. It took me 3 days to work out. He meant Felix Unger. my name is Nick Helm. This is
Nathaniel Metcalf.
And you're listening to
Nick and Matt's Fan Club.
First rule of Fan Club.
Tell your friends about Fan Club.
Tell your friends about Fan Club. And the second rule of Fan Club is please
tell your friends.
For the love of God, tell your friends about Fan Club. We've got an action-packed... What are you doing?
I was looking for your tweet.
Oh, right. You're going to retweet it. You're now listening to two men. one of them's just sent a tweet.
It actually just says, Fan Club now. !! Then at F.
Oh, not even Felix Unger made it. Oh, that's a shame.
But at F is also someone called Fred Oliveira. So he's actually it is an existing account.
Well, he'll be
for someone. But he has 172,000 followers.
He's got what?
172,000 followers.
172,000.
Here's the CTO. I don't know what that is. At Join Union, previously from Disruption Core, We Break Stuff, TechCrunch, co-author of O'Reilly Media's book on Redis, Less Serious.
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club on Food.
Right, okay, so we're talking...
Fred Oliveira.
Fred Oliveira. Well, that's great. That's amazing. How many?
170,000.
Fucking hell. What am I doing?
That's even more than
fucking
me.
Fucking life. I tweet every day, all day. And still, they're leaping away like rats off a sinking ship.
And what is your... You're good because you're showing people towards Fred Oliveira. Yeah. So you're still saying, I'm still going to... Don't worry, I'm still going to promote the big guys.
It's
I'm
like
not-
Fred Oliveira is sort of like, I don't know, he's having like a muffin. And I don't know what part of the world he is. I'm imagining it's breakfast time. And he's got a tweet. And it's like, I've just randomly said, hey, mate.
Yeah.
Fan clubs
on.
Unbelievable.
Tell your friends, Fred.
Yeah.
All of them. 170,000. Please. That'd be lovely.
We could do with a retweet. I didn't send a link. That's the worst thing about it. There's no context for it. Absolutely no context. God.
This is social media. This is how it works. This is how we get the big.
I'm feeling awful today because I'm on a strict diet and...
Sounds awful, this diet.
It's a great diet. I love it.
Eat till 4 o'clock.
I can eat whenever I want, but I just have to... I'm on intermittent fasting. But I'm also going to the gym and... but I haven't drank all week and I went and I had a went out with my live booker, Paul.
I know, Paul.
And last night, and we hadn't seen each other in a long time, and so we went for a drink, because I'm not doing gigs. I'm not really gigging at the moment. I needed some me time. And and so me and Paul went for a drink, and then, yeah. And then I basically, end of story, long story short, I went to the gym drunk this morning.
What kind of exercises were you doing? You have a trainer as well, didn't you? So you can't even get away with not... No. You can't just sit on something and have a bit of a go.
He just said the alcohol was like streaming off me. You can smell it. If I didn't have a personal trainer, I wouldn't do it.
Right, yeah.
So that's the thing. But
does it not make you feel sick, though, if you're doing lots of big trainy things with someone?
There's always a moment where you feel like you're either going to throw up down yourself or shit yourself. but you just push through it. No, probably wrong choice of words. no, I love it. It's kind of like, we haven't mentioned it in a while, but it's a depression update. I haven't been...
Have we got a jingle for that? Oh, I should get
really.
A depression update.
This is a depression update. Since I've stopped doing antidepressants, I watch what I eat, and I do exercise every week, almost every day. I walk a lot, and then I go to the gym like 2 to 3 times a week. And it's not loads, but it's enough. And mental health-wise, I made a film about it, but my boxing short, which is going to be on BBC Two this month, apparently, on the 21st or 22nd. But yeah, anyway, so I'm feeling much stronger of mind and body.
Good.
So there you go. There's my little
I mean, I don't do enough exercise, but I do a bit of running. But people always talk about your mental health, that... that thing where they go, oh, I run, but then when I finish, I have this real sort of rush.
Yeah,
and I
sure.
go, I don't get any... I don't think it releases anything for me.
Right, sure.
I just go, this is awful, and then I'm allowed to finish at the end.
I sort of feel euphoric when I get on my way back. Don't. What I do, but that might be the fact that I'm ordering a Nando's in my Uber, and I'm really excited about that.
Yeah, I could see. I could see how that
come
would
out of the gym, straight into the Uber, get a Nando's. Fucking
they used to always
waiting
say
on the doorstep when you get back. You go, cool. Nando's on the doorstep, yes please.
They used to say that about stand-up as well. They go, oh, I get such a rush of it. No, they go, I don't. I like it when people laugh, but I don't get a rush.
That's your body fighting you against the fact that everything about it is wrong. It's just like, God, you made it. You survived. You survived another one. You fucking hell, you dodged a bullet there.
Yeah.
You know, it's panic. It's shock.
I think
with stand-up...
I don't have a euphoria or some sort of big buzz off it, though.
I have a massive buzz off it, but it's because my body is in shock going, why the fuck are you doing this? Stop putting yourself through this. It's absolutely fucking... You're doing it again! Oh god!
And when it stops, it's just going, oh Christ. It's just stop awful. Stop it.
Just stop it. Okay. My favourite part of gigging is the moment I come off stage, because it's the longest point that it will be before I have to gig again.
Right,
it's
yeah.
I get so nervous. People can't believe that I get that as nervous as I do. But yeah, I'm pretty sure that's why my act ended up being so sort of like shouty, because it was a way of pushing through the nerves.
Yeah. Oh, I think I do. Story, I think you're right, though. I do have that thing where I go, yeah, I've done another one. That's good. That's over.
I don't feel like that. And when I'm on stage and it's going well,
I absolutely love it.
But it's and I've got to gig again at some point. I will be gigging again, guys.
Halloween.
No official announcement yet. But if you're listening and you like seasonal things, keep the 17th of December free.
Cool.
I'm doing my Halloween show at the
present.
I think you stink.
Very excited about it.
I'm quite excited about it. There's a lot of, not a lot of, but my friendship group of comedians, they tend to say over and over again that it's their favourite show that I did. And it's not a stand-up show.
10 years old.
And it was 10 years ago, and I've literally had a career since then. Like, this was before... before I could make a living off of anything. And everyone always says, oh, you know, our favourite show, though, was the one that no one came to see in 2008. And you go, I've done so much since then. And so people keep like bringing, you know, it's offensive.
It's a great show, though. I saw it in Edinburgh. I didn't know it was 2008. That seems much longer ago than I think it is.
Yeah, it's 10 years.
At the Bedlam Theatre.
Yeah.
And no, it's great. And it's like a sort of, I mean, it is like a sort of tribute to sort of B movies and horror movies.
There's no plot really. But what I've worked out is it's sort of like it's an anthology.
Yeah, it's all about different characters in it.
So it's sort of like a B movie musical anthology thing with no real plot tying anything together other than the fact that they're all films.
Yeah. I think it was also one of the first things that other people you would know would see, where they go, oh, he does like songs. He's like proper, like big. It feels like big musical songs.
Yeah,
and
that's the show that when I was working at Business Link in Hatfield, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one that I wrote while my manager wasn't looking. So in between doing all the admin and stuff.
Maybe
like
you should
that,
do that again.
Maybe
get another. That's
it's
how it works.
Kick in the ass, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's sort of like you go, because I remember when I was writing all of the songs and all the poems and stuff for it, that I'd sit at my desk and I think, bloody hell, this is the life I'm being paid to write. And then he'd look over and I'd be stuffing envelopes. And like, I loved it. In many ways it was simpler times. I mean, I liked bar work, and I was a big fan, Tony. That's fan club. I was a big fan of bar work.
Would you do it again now?
Bar work, yeah. And in fact, one day I think the dream is to own a pub. No, I probably don't want to own it. No, I'd work in a pub.
Work in a pub, but have other people there. So if you went, oh, I'm sick of this now, can you come in and do this?
No, I like the satisfaction. You know, you want euphoria.
Yeah.
Fuck live at the Apollo. It's finishing a shift at the Glasshouse in St Albans. And what I'd do is work between 11 and 7, or those were the shifts, so we're eight-hour shifts, or you'd start at 4 till midnight, and you'd do the shift, and then you'd sit on the other side of the bar and spend all of your wages. I remember once I drank a whole bottle of Amaretto. I think I've said this on something before, but I drank a whole bottle of Amaretto in one night. And you know, just sort of like sneaking it in. I mean, I think the rules are a lot stricter now.
Oh yeah, my dad ran pubs for years, and you have to like account for essentially every drop of beer that's in a barrel.
Yeah, well, my boss couldn't work out
what was that mean to his amaretto.
How we were getting through so much amaretto. I drank so much amaretto.
I reckon you must be able to figure it out. I mean, it's weird. What's that? What? Evaporation.
Why do you smell of marzipan, Nick?
And here's another thing. Here's another mystery. Where's my amaretto gun?
Why have you got what looks like varnish all the way down your chin and down your chest? It's like you've been lacquered. I drank so much amaretto once that I couldn't walk the next day. But not like I had such a bad hangover. My legs didn't work, and I had to drag myself arm over arm to the phone. I had to phone a guy because it was like a rug. Pub. It was full of like rugger buggers, and which is
you're like Action Man.
But I had to go arm over arm to get to, this is in the old days. I don't think I had a mobile phone, and I had to go arm over arm. I had to get to the landline, had to phone and say I can't come in. But I was the only staff member that day, and they said you've got to come in. So they sent.
Oh, what's wrong with you? I've had to crawl here.
It's just like, and so
I'm like a worm.
So they sent a guy that did rugby over, and he had to pick me up, put me in a car and drive me to the hospital. And by the time we got to the hospital, I could walk. And it was like, it just made the drive home so awkward, because he'd had to pick me up like I was a little baby. That's what he used to say. He goes, oh, I remember that time I had to pick you up like you were a little baby. Oh man, I do miss all that. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would love me to go back to bar work, but
not listening to this, they aren't.
Not listening to this though. That's not what this is about. It's fan club.
Fan club.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm doing that. That's not what I think you stink. on at the Pleasance.
And the Pleasance is just next door to FUBAR HQ.
FUBAR HQ. The other thing is, I'm really sorry that I haven't gigged all year, and then I posted, hey, I'm doing I Think You Stink, and I lost followers. I lost Twitter followers. It's just like, oh, we only like you when you're not gigging. and I'm sorry if you want to come and see it and you can't. But I'm doing an album to coincide with it, so it's fine. You'll be able to hear the songs. What have you done this week?
I saw with you, didn't I? First Man, we saw the new Damien Chazelle film.
Is that his name?
I think it's. And I really liked it. It's about Neil Armstrong. Story of Neil Armstrong, first man on the moon.
And it's weird that there hasn't been a film about Neil Armstrong.
No, we're saying this. They've done The Right Stuff, which is all the people before it. And they did Apollo 13, and it's all the people after it. But they haven't actually done the one where someone goes to the moon.
Which is, yeah, odd. And I wasn't really excited about seeing it. Though for some reason, I think I've seen the trailer for it twice in cinemas.
Yeah, I didn't even know it was coming. I just was a bit like, I didn't know it was a thing.
It's sort of just washed over me, and I've gone, oh, that looks a bit dry. And it's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
I loved every minute of it. I like the way it smells. I like the way it tastes. the fucking film stock that they use. It looks like 60s.
Yeah, it looks like they're using it looks like it. Everything looks very accurate and contemporary. It stars Ryan Gosling. But he's almost the most contemporary-looking person in it, whereas everyone else in it looks like they're from the era. They've got those sort of faces.
Yeah.
They've sort of managed to cast those kind of people.
Yeah, sure. I didn't realise that Buzz Aldrin was always bald.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
and it's
yeah.
It's just like when he turns up and he's like, "I'm Buzz Aldrin," and you go, "Oh, I guess he was bald." That was my big take home from that. Other than that,
spoiler:
he lands on the bloody moon. it's a really
don't say I haven't been warned.
It's a really great film. It's not out for another couple of months, but this is one of the perks of doing this FUBAR show, is that we sometimes get to see a film 2 months before the general public, and £50 a week. So we're very excited about it all. Need to sign my contract. I went to the cinema. I went to the cinema, and I went to see The Nun.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But what I found funny, The Nun. I took the kid to see The Nun.
What kid?
From Uncle.
Right.
And we.
He's not even a kid really anymore, is he? He's a young man.
No, he'll be a man in November.
Okay.
So I took the kid to see The Nun because we went to see Annabelle Creation together, and I hadn't seen any of the Conjuring universe. This is how you do a dark universe, Universal.
Yes.
You don't tell everyone that you're making a dark universe.
Then
you
make
The Conjuring, and then that's a hit. And then you make The Conjuring 2, and that's a hit.
And then you spin them off.
And then you make Annabelle, and that's it. And then you make Annabelle Creation. And actually, when you...
You're probably doing Conjuring 3.
I watched The Conjuring 1 and 2 last Sunday in prep, because I hadn't seen anything when I went to see Annabelle Creation, and Annabelle Creation scared the absolute fucking shit out of me. And then I saw the others. I saw Annabelle, I thought that was awful. And then I saw The Conjuring 1 and 2, and they feel like they're films that are setting up prequels.
Right, okay.
Rather than their own thing, because it's like... it's a bit like James Bond in a way, that they're finishing off their last mission at the beginning, and then they go on their next mission. And it sort of does come back a bit. Like, they get... There's a nun at the beginning of Conjuring 2, and then the nun comes back at some point, but it doesn't really have anything to do with the actual main plot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I found it really confusing in a way, because I'm a clever man, Nat, but I found it confusing in a way that it was sort of like a bit muddy, where it's just like, what I liked about Annabelle Creation was it had a very simple story and it was really effective. And with this, it's just kind of like, well, why is the nun in it? And also, The Conjuring 2 was fucking awful. I mean, it's set in Enfield.
That's one I want to watch.
And they're all talking like Dick Van Dyke. You know, the first thing is that three kids going, "What are you doing, you wanker?" And it's kind of like, it's fucking weird. And but then it made me think that it's such a generalised view of what British working class people are like. That do you think that when you see like hillbillies and rednecks and stuff, it's just as alien to Americans to watch it like that, and they're going, "Yeah, but we're not like this."
Yeah,
because
probably.
Because The Conjuring 1 is sort of like in the backwoods, and it's like an all-American family. And it makes me think, well, maybe that all-American family, because they're Americans, it seems like exotic.
Yeah.
I just take it for granted that that's what all Americans are like, you know,
in
film universe. But when you see Britain represented through American eyes, it's just kind of like, well, we're nothing like that. So I found that interesting. Anyway, The Nun was really scary, but Hannah just told us a funny story.
Oh, yeah.
That she went... She doesn't go to see... Hannah works at FUBAR, and
she doesn't really see many films.
She hasn't seen any films. She doesn't understand anything that we're talking about whenever we mention films. She said... had a hangover. She was forced to go to a bottomless brunch. And then she says, "Oh, yeah, and then we went to the cinema."
At the IMAX.
I go, "What did you see?" She saw the nun with a hangover in fucking IMAX 3D or whatever. And you just think, that sounds like a fucking awful day. What a terrible morning. Anyway, The Nun, it was scary, but it wasn't. I wasn't really scared. And so for me, in the Annabelle Conjuring universe, Annabelle Creation is my top pick. But I can't believe that Universal fucked it so badly. And I watched Dracula Untold.
And that's not that bad.
It's just like, they go, "Dracula Untold, we're going to start a new universe. Dracula Untold."
Oh, we can do better than that, guys.
Absolutely fine film. We'll do better than that, though. We'll pretend that never happened. And then you can't start a franchise by just ignoring your first entries every day. You know, it's just like, okay, right. And then we do The Mummy with Tom Cruise. That was so fucking, so much fucking worse than Dracula Untold.
But you can see on paper that they were thinking, well, this is going to nail it, isn't it?
Tom Cruise doing a mummy film. Fucking, anyway, it's time for, I'm swearing a lot today. Good. That's the wrong song. But that was such a good way into the song, wasn't it? It's really good. I'm swearing a lot today. Good.
And Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club on FUBAR Radio.
I mean, it's not radio, is it? They were like, they were fucking going mental in the other room, going like, put the microphones on, But we're listening to the song all the way to the end.
I like the song.
It's just like a little moment. We're joined in the studio now by comedian. Comedian.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. First thing you say to me. Unbelievable.
FUBAR regular.
Yeah, it's like a crossover show.
Yeah, right?
What's it like being on the other side of the desk?
I'm always on this side of the desk.
Oh, but you're in a different. You're
I'm in a slightly different seat.
Do you have guests on ever? Do you come in?
No.
So it's always just.
We have it on the phone.
Is it just you and. Oh, what's it like doing a phoner?
I don't talk in it. I find it really difficult freeway.
We had. We had I gave him a little sexy look there for you listening at home.
Try and imagine it.
He goes, I find it difficult going three-way. And then I went, I did it again.
I did the noise. I did the noise. I think they knew.
They sort of knew. We had Mike Bubbins on last week.
We did
talk about Burt Reynolds. We didn't play a song. We'll play a song at the end today.
Yes.
He looks a bit like Burt Reynolds. Is that why you were talking about
very
it?
Very much deliberate. No, Burt Reynolds died and he's a huge fan.
Oh.
But he was on the phone and I found that very difficult.
Did you?
It's difficult.
Yeah.
So you can't see them.
Is that because you were doing the sexy look and he couldn't tell?
Yeah, he couldn't tell. He wasn't picking up any of my vibe. I noticed some Haribo Supermix.
I noticed there's Haribo. Do you always have Haribo? Do Food Bar provide it?
No, I went to the shop.
Did you?
Do you get that on your show? Do you get that?
No, we've never had food, right, like any sort of food. Cups of tea.
Who do you prefer, Nick or Sean Walsh?
You get that on our show. You get Haribo on our show. Who do you prefer our show to your show, or do you what? Because you get Haribo on ours. Supermix.
That's true, actually. Yeah, I prefer this.
Yeah.
I really like sweets, though.
Yeah, well, there you go, then.
I get through way too many packets of Haribo on the road.
Do you really? Is that really your thing?
And I've started eating chewing gum so that I don't eat sweets.
Oh, really?
But I don't eat it, I just chew it.
Yeah, okay, right. But you go to the gym, right?
I do, yeah. I used to work in the gym.
How much are you pressing?
How much am I pressing?
Yeah.
I don't do bench press anymore.
No, why not?
You need a spot. And I train on my own normally, so I use the resistance machines.
Sure, right, okay, cool.
What's the resistance machines? What's that mean?
That's where you sit in it and you put the thing on the plate, like the stick thing on the
like
I used to
spinning.
Do gym inductions.
Plate spinning.
No. There's like little, not proper plates, they're like, do you not know what I'm talking about at all?
Yeah.
I don't, I really don't.
No, it's just gym stuff, Nat.
It's because I don't go to gym.
I'll tell you what, Mark, try and explain to Nat what a resistance machine is, you know, because...
Nick, why don't you tell me what a resistance machine is?
I'm bored of trying to explain it to people.
It's one way there's no risk of it falling on you.
Yeah. That's for this. Couldn't say that better myself.
So it's like anti-gravity.
Yeah, well, it's sort of in a way that it's not.
So it's a pushing one.
Pushing, but you're sitting.
You're
pushing
you've got
away.
Like weights, is it? Weights above you?
No, it's not above you. That's the point. So it can't land on you. So it's like a...
Gotcha, I think I know. You push it in front of you.
Yeah. That one.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah. I've seen it.
I did that one.
Basically, it resists you.
Yeah. So, did I hear you said you've been personal training? I was only half listening because I was doing arts and crafts.
I did a series of short films 2 years ago.
All right. A boxing one?
I did a short film here. I accidentally did a corporate video. I didn't realise it was corporate when I said, they said, the way they worded it was like, do you want to do a series of short films? And I was just like, yeah, sure. And they were like, we'll pay you loads of money. And I was like, oh yeah, okay, sure. There's got to be some sort of, no, it can be, it's all about getting up early in the morning. I was like, well, yeah. And I think the joke was the fact that, well, look at him. Of course, he doesn't get up early in the morning. But I've just been filming Loaded, so I've been getting up at like 5 o'clock every day for like 5 months, right? And I was just like, I don't have a problem getting up in the morning. But thanks for the generalisation and just assuming that I'm an absolute fuck up. So they said, do you want to do like a series of films all about how hard it is getting up in the morning? I was like, yeah, sure. And I did one about, and then when I got there, it was just like, oh, it's for Arla. It's the dairy corporation.
Oh.
And I was just
they
like,
do protein shakes.
Yeah, probably. There's always like vans going up and down, and I was just like, "Well, I'm lactose intolerant." So I was like, "Okay, I'm not intolerant to your money, though." I'm not resistant, but it was kind of like it was kind of like a bit of a. No, I didn't realise what it was. Anyway, so one of them was about a dairy farmer, one of them was about a fishmonger, and one of them was about a stuntman. And I met these three people, and they were all fucking lovely. And I've stayed in contact with them, not like every week, but there's a fishmonger called Rex, and he used to work in. There used to be a seafood restaurant in between the Soho Theatre. No, there's that alleyway over by the Soho Theatre. It's now Zelman's Meats, which is fine, and which is really good, actually. I like Zelman's Meats. But it used to be Rex and Marinara. I can never say the other one. And they still have the plates that say R&M on them. Mm. And I did this fishmonger thing, and it went bust, or it's not like there anymore. It was amazing. They did amazing clams.
Is that because of you?
No, it wasn't because of me. Just you're stopping my flow. I'll let you talk in a second, right? But and then I did this thing, and I met him, and he said, "Oh, my name's Rex, and I'm a fishmonger." And I was like, "You're not Rex from the fucking restaurant." And he was just like, "Oh yeah, that's me." And we've stayed in contact, and he's a very nice man. I met his family, and then anyway, so I met this personal trainer who's a stuntman. Does loads of stuff. He's been sort of like a body double for Dwayne Johnson. When he's like the same height, but he's not the same. I mean, no one's the same size as Dwayne Johnson. But anyway, and that's when we met. And then I just finished filming Eat Your Heart Out, where I put on like 2 stone, and I've yet to lose it all. And as soon as I finished that, I felt so disgusted with myself. I was just like, and I'd never go to the gym if it wasn't for the fact that I'd met this guy.
The stunt guy?
Yeah, because I'm terrified of the gym.
How do they
Is he your personal... Sorry.
You go, mate.
So, yeah, I got in contact with him, and...
he said, I'll be your personal trainer.
Oh, he really?
Yeah. So now, wow. So now we're sort of... I see him, like, every week.
How does a stunt thing happen if they're not the same build?
He's the same height. Good point. No, he's not his stunt man. He's his body double. So it's if they're setting up a shot and they're lighting...
He's got the same
skin colour as Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's got sort of like... He's the same height. And so when they're sort of like setting up a shot, they'll sort of like use him for lighting. Not always. I mean, I think it probably happened on one film.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't stop fucking going on about it, I'll tell you that. he certainly didn't do... He didn't work on Skyscraper, I can guarantee.
Did you ask?
No, I didn't ask.
Did you watch that?
We were working together. The Skyscraper was fucking shit.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Did you love it?
No, I didn't love it, but I didn't hate it.
Anyway, I've talked for long enough. Mark.
Yeah?
What have you got to add?
What have I got to add about which?
You used to be a personal trainer, did you?
Yeah, I used to, yeah, it was kind of, yeah, sort of a mixture of stuff, but it did include personal training.
Sure.
I did sports at uni. Oh, hello. For people at home, that's his bicep.
Well, let's hope it is, because it sounds horrible otherwise. What's he doing? What's he doing? What are you doing? It's like, pump up the volume there, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
Good reference.
No, thanks. Right, yeah, go on. I'm so hungover.
That's quite a big old sentence.
I'm really hungover, and so you've either got me sitting in the corner sweating in silence, or you've just got me talking just to get through the hour. I'm sorry, listeners at home. I'm pathetic.
What has he been giving you to do in the gym? What sort of stuff have you?
Well, he says, clean up. Someone's been sick over there.
Was it you?
No. I've never been sick, but honestly...
You've never been sick?
No.
Oh, at the gym?
At the gym.
Okay.
But people do get sick. Yeah, yeah. People do throw out, don't they?
People pass out a lot. I had to pick up a lot of people that don't have breakfast.
Yeah.
And then they really go for it, and then they pass out.
Oh, really?
That was common.
Mm. Yeah.
And then what do you do with them?
Give them some sugary stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like a Haribo.
Yeah,
help yourself to Haribo.
Thanks, mate. I do like. Which are your favourite out of these?
I don't like.
I like
Haribo.
The jelly
I've
baby
never,
ones.
I've never really been sold on Haribo.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the Haribo
I
jelly
prefer
babies.
Fruit pastels.
Do you?
Yeah, I prefer Roundtree.
Why didn't you buy them?
Because it's for you.
Oh, I do prefer Haribo.
I'm intermittent fasting, so I'm not allowed to eat until 4 o'clock.
Oh, right. Are you getting to shape for like a roll?
Yeah, the roll of a lifetime. My life. I'm writing a thing that if it ever got made, I'd have to be in good shape, and it will never get made. But I'm using it as a way of trying to get into the mind of my character.
You need goals.
Yeah. So it's good. Also, just for life, innit? I just don't.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know.
Keep in shape, mate.
I've never been in good shape. I've never been at the prime. Fitness of my life. Do you know what I mean? I've just like never been in any shape whatsoever.
No, I think that's it. I haven't got any goal because I've got nothing to aim for. I just always go, yeah, just look. I look like this.
I just think I've got 40 coming up on the horizon.
Oh no!
In a couple of years, but I'm just like right. And so I just think at least once in my life before I'm 40, I want to be in good shape.
Comedian Danny Ward has just joined the gym, and his reason is he's getting to 40, and he doesn't want to be. That sort of dad bod.
Yeah, sure. I just want to see if I can do it.
I think you can.
I'm getting there.
It's habit, mate. It's just habit.
Mm. And I love it. And, you know, I do love it.
I feel like I'd be going to the gym to get myself a dad bod. That'd be like, if I work it really hard, I'll have a dad bod within a year or so, I reckon.
No, it wouldn't take you a year. You could get in shape. You could get in shape by Christmas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
But then it's Christmas, isn't it?
And it's all diet.
Yeah, but then the damage you do to yourself... at Christmas,
yeah,
would not put you back to a state that you weren't happy with, and you could, and you know how to lose it as well.
You're probably right. I do a bit of running. Nice. I don't think that really does anything, right?
My hips and my legs and my back and my spine and my shoulders, they're not aligned, and I'm absolutely fucked.
Like that.
And I was doing running, and I was just limping everywhere for the rest of the week. And I was like dragging one foot behind, and it wasn't the amaretto this time. It was kind of like, it was absolutely, that's a callback. You can't just say that's a callback and then lose your thread. I'm just not lined. I've got to go to see a physiotherapist to get it all sorted out. But I love it, and it makes me feel happy.
I don't run because of that. I'm all misshaped. I've got scoliosis.
You've got a
scoliosis. Yeah.
Your chest
thing.
Is like a book.
Huh?
It's concave, is it? Is that what it is?
Does
it go in?
No, one side sticks out slightly more than the other.
Oh, is that what scoliosis is?
Oh, I used to do that as material. Is that why you know that?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because we did a show together.
Yeah, in 2010.
So this is Mark Simmons, and he's one of my favourite comedians.
That's nice.
It just so happens that he also works for Fubar, but it's a coincidence, really. We're going off to do a thing after this.
Yeah, we are.
But we're not allowed to talk about it until after.
Oh, we're not?
We probably are, but let's just... Let's not talk about something that we're going to do.
Let's
talk about it once we've done it.
Yeah, let's talk about what we did in the past.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why. So me and Mark Simmons did a show in 2010. What was it called? It was called the Big
Value
Showcase.
Which
is wrong, isn't it? It should be Good Value.
Yeah, you said that at the time, I think.
Yeah. It was just like Big Value Comedy. It's just like big. What is it? It's comedy and you get a lot of it. You get a lot. It's big.
Yeah, so
big
it doesn't actually say what the quality is. Yeah.
No, it's also, I always find those mixed bill. Because, so that's where we kind of like, I found a picture of us. There was me, you.
Did you have your shirt off?
Kai Humphries and Luke Benson.
There's one with your shirt off.
There's one of all of us. We all took our shirts off.
Oh, I don't think I did.
Yeah. I've got it.
Have you?
Yeah, we're all naked from the waist up. And we were all there flexing. We did a mix. You compared, didn't you?
Yeah.
So what would happen was I would do... Keep Hold of the Gold at 4 o'clock, up the road, and then there wasn't enough time for me to go home and back, so I'd finish at 5, and then I'd sort of like wait around for 2 hours, and then I would do Big Value Comedy with you, and I was on, in the middle?
Yes, there was one act, then a break, and then you and the closing act.
And yeah, so I would absolutely smash it at the Tron at 4 o'clock, and then I'd have to wait around 2 hours to die on my arse. And that's the thing, it's like it says Big Value Comedy. Like, everyone smashed it. You smashed it, Luke smashed it, Kai fucking smashed it every day. And then it was like, and I would have to go on and just be like the worst act.
You always said that, but I'd say you were 50-50.
I had a very good first week.
Yeah.
I think the first week
I can't
was great.
Remember that, but
and then
yeah.
there was a tipping point.
Don't
where
do yourself
like,
down, Nick. Only half of them were terrible.
But most of the time, I had to go into the audience to try and find the microphone because he just threw it and then walked off.
It was really good. But I can't remember what I was going to say about it. But yeah, that's what I was saying, because it's a mixed bill thing. So everyone's doing a thing. Didn't we have Luke and Kai were both Geordie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I was like the Geordie barrier, so that it didn't feel like it was a whole Geordie show. It was kind of like, Geordie's doing jokes. That wasn't me doing
Geordie
another
Geordie show.
Geordie show.
Oh, that's good.
That's
thank
good.
You, isn't it? That's
I always good. Like it when you do a joke and then someone doesn't laugh, but they turn around and say, "That's good."
That's cool. What comics do, though, isn't it? That's generally.
I had a meeting. I had a meeting in L.A.
Los Angeles.
Yeah, Los Angeles.
It's La La Land.
It's a city full of liars and
city of angels,
liars and broken dreams. But I had a meeting which went nowhere. But the fun thing that they do at all the meetings is they look at you. You say something, and then they look at you absolutely dead behind your eyes, and they go, "That's hilarious." And they all do it. It's great. So the thing about it, having something called Big Value Comedy is that you wouldn't do that with any other thing. You wouldn't go Big Value Music.
No.
And then you get there and you go, "Oh, I don't like jazz."
Well, don't worry, because in 15 minutes there's going to be someone doing hip hop.
I was very much the jazz musician of our show.
Yeah.
Like, people hated me, and I hated me.
But I think, again, it was 50-50 in the audience.
Never on the same day, though.
No.
It was never like there was half the audience liked me and half of them didn't. It was either they liked me or everyone was convinced I was the worst thing and they couldn't work out why I'd been put on a bill of otherwise.
It doesn't feel like big value.
It's a fucking hell.
It says big value.
You were the only kind of alternative act, though, on that bill, weren't you? Because everyone was quite straightforward.
Straight stand up. Well, you did one-liners and Luke
would have done one-liners as well.
One-liners
right?
as well.
Yeah, and then Kai is just, you know.
Kai is the storyteller maestro man.
Just likeable, isn't he?
I fucking love Kai. And you know, if anyone would fuck you over, then Kai would fucking stick up for you.
Kai
is just fucking lovely. I love him. Kai Humphries. We should have got Kai Humphries in. you did Edinburgh British year, right?
Yeah.
And because I didn't go up at all, but I saw you last year.
Oh yeah,
and that was one of my favourite shows that I saw.
Oh man, thank you. That's nice.
Honestly, mate, I think you're brilliant.
I find it really weird taking compliments, but yeah, it's very nice.
It's difficult, but I think you're brilliant.
Oh, that's nice.
And
thank
I want you.
You
to know that you're loved.
It was really nice when you came and I saw you at the back.
Yeah, that's where I came. Stood at the back. Got something for your bucket, mate.
And my mate wouldn't let you in one day. I had my mate on the door.
Yeah, your mate wouldn't let you in.
And he went, yeah.
Was that because it was full?
It was full,
yeah.
Right, okay, so it wasn't just that he wouldn't let me in.
Yeah, that's true.
You tell it.
Oh, I wasn't there though, was
no,
I?
Right, okay. Well, it just sounds a bit like self-aggrandizing, but well, no, I broke the habit of a lifetime. I got to the door and I said, I'd like to, can I get in? Is this where Mark Simmons is? And he said, you can't come in, it's full. And I said, oh, are you sure there's not, like, I don't mind standing at the back. And he says, no, it's full. I go, oh, okay. And then as I was walking off, he goes, do you know what? You look like that guy out of Uncle. And I said, no, I am. And
did you turn round in a...
Did you think they was going to let you in?
I said, yeah, I've never used... I find it reprehensible for people to say, don't you know who I am?
And to get into my show
as well.
If you're going to use it for my show, mate.
But he said, don't you look like the guy out of Uncle? I said, no, I am. And he goes, fuck off. I said, no. Really? No, really? And he goes, no. And
then I tried, actually, fuck off.
It was pathetic. I tried to get my IMDb page up, so it was like ID, but I didn't have any internet. So I was
scrolling to my phone.
If you didn't know my name, I mean, he would have said you're Nick Helm. If you'd known who.
Bank card and IMDb.
I was like, come on, IMDb. I mean, I wonder if IMDb would work if you were trying to get in somewhere. You go, we need ID. You go, IMDb? I don't know, but yeah, sure, okay, yeah, but I had to come back
the next day,
and
yeah, he'd gone home by then, so
yeah, right. I got there early though. I learned my mistake. It doesn't matter who you are, you can be the lowliest person on the planet, or you can go all the way up to be a Nick Helm. But but it doesn't matter who you are. There's fairness. When a room is full, it's full. And it was full of laughs. So, oh God, I feel awful.
Am I not supposed to be talking about something fan club related?
You have, like, we've got a list of stuff, don't we?
Yeah, we can. Would you rather talk about
it? No, I'm enjoying it. I just didn't know. If we're...
Mate, it's not your show.
I know.
All right, stop telling us.
It's very similar to our show in that we don't really do what we're supposed to.
Well, we do have like a list of stuff that we should be getting through. We didn't even talk to Andy Kindler about... Well, I mean, we had to rush it right at the end last week.
Yeah, we did.
Who's been your best guest so far? Or can you not really say that?
I don't think... I think...
They've all been like children.
Well, we'll judge you by the end.
Okay.
Yeah, because you could do something fucking horrific in the next 15 minutes.
I think Mark's been a brilliant guest because he's talking a lot. He knows the FUBAR chat. And while he's talking, I've been eating Haribos.
Absolutely.
So I've been having to say a lot less.
Yeah, but also...
We can't have these every week.
I've got verbal diarrhea today, so... but this is what happens when I do stop talking. It's just dead air. So it's just kind of like, because you've got your fucking...
You stop talking, stop eating Haribos.
You've got a face of fucking Haribos. So, you know, if all the listeners are saying, why didn't Nat get more of a saying? It's because he's built a rod for his own back, and that rod is made of Haribo, and that back is his mouth. So you do enjoy it more than your show, right?
This one?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who's been your... You don't have guests.
No.
No.
Oh, we have had... We have, like I say, phone-in guests. There's some film people. But I'm really bad, because I don't actually know that much about films, really.
Right, OK.
That's why it's called film-ish.
What's your favourite film?
Karate Kid. The Karate Kid.
Because I heard that your favourite film was Karate Kid, and I thought, is that because you're like the bad? You look like the bad guy from Karate Kid?
Oh, what? Johnny?
Johnny, yeah.
Or is he a bad guy? That's the question. Which you find out in Cobra Kai.
What's this?
I just can't resist eating Haribo. No problem. We can't have these.
Because you were sort of like rolling your eyes at me, like he doesn't look like John. I was like going, oh, have I really?
I was still chewing one, and I was going for another.
I'd made a massive faux pas, but it wasn't. It was just the fact that
as someone who was a personal trainer, Mark,
yeah,
would the wax on, wax off, paint the fence style things of Karate Kid actually work as a way of training?
I actually do martial arts.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, since I was young.
Did you see my joke that I wrote about the Karate Kid?
When?
I wrote a joke the other week.
What, on Twitter?
Yeah, I said, of course, now that the Karate Kid's a teenager, he mainly just whacks off. Amazing, right? What a joke. You'd like that, right?
I really like that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so good.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
and
mate.
And it's sort of like it's been there the
and
whole time.
And everyone knows it.
And you go, what, how's that not a joke?
Because I've heard...
it is a joke.
Like
it's Nick Helm's joke. Yeah. It'll be on a greetings card in Scribbler anytime soon.
There's a Baby Bell joke about wax on, wax off, I heard. But that, I think yours is the best one.
Yeah,
mine's better.
It's the best one.
It's about wax.
Because it's rude.
It's rude, isn't it?
It's funnier.
Yeah. And he was a kid, karate kid, but now he's a teenager.
Mm. Yeah.
He pleasures himself.
The trouble is, he was a teenager in the film.
I know. But not if you're Jaden Smith.
I think, no. That's true. And that was in karate. That was Kung Fu.
It was Kung Fu. And do you know what?
Really wound me up, mate.
If you're going to do a remake, call it the Kung Fu Kid.
Yeah, it would have been perfect.
That's an amazing title for a film.
Yeah, still related to the other one.
It's still related to the other one, but it's its own thing. Mm. It can live in the same universe. It's kind of like, I don't know why they didn't call it that.
Have you ever seen the next Karate Kid?
Mate, of course I have.
Right.
So you've seen Karate Kid 1,
yep.
Karate Kid 2,
Part 2,
Karate Kid Part 3,
yeah.
And the next Karate Kid.
Yeah.
So after the first film, which is the film,
mm-hmm.
the best one.
Very satisfying, isn't it? That it picks up right where it left off. Very satisfying.
Yeah. What, Karate Kid 2?
Yeah. It's right. It's like a minute later.
Did you know that?
But even when I was a kid, I knew it wasn't as good.
Yeah.
It's not as good, is it?
No.
But
go on.
The scene at the beginning of Karate Kid 2 was filmed for the end of Karate Kid 1, but they cut it. So the car park one where he smashes the windows.
I haven't seen it in such a long time.
Haven't you?
I did try and look up because my sister had been to Japan and I was trying to buy her a Christmas present.
Oh, yeah.
And I was going to get her a bonsai tree.
Oh, yeah.
But I couldn't work out whether... bonsai was Japanese or Chinese, and so I had to look up where Mr. Miyagi was from.
Okinawa.
Because but that used to... Okinawa is an island, right?
Yeah.
But that also used to be owned by China, and I think it was owned by China and it was owned by Japan at one point.
Yeah.
And so even kind of like looking up that bit of information was quite vague.
Why didn't you just Google bonsai tree?
Because I don't know. I mean, this was early days.
He didn't ever say it was
Ask Jeeves, probably, back then, when I was doing it.
Oh, yeah, wow, Ask Jeeves.
Yeah, remember him.
Yeah. What happened to him? Drugs, probably.
Yeah. With the guy from Wimpy.
Yeah. What's that noise?
That was me.
Oh, right.
playing around with my feet. Yeah, I imagine all of the defunct icons all hang out with each other at the back.
Do you reckon? Yeah. Like the burglar guy from McDonald's.
Hamburglar.
And Grimace.
You never see him anymore.
Grimace, purple guy.
I don't remember him.
Do you even have Ronald McDonald now?
He was the big purple one.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald seems to have gone.
Ronald McDonald living the high life with fucking Colonel Sanders and the Scottish widow. Fairly sad. No one's sure when they can make a move on her. I wasn't expecting you to enjoy that as much as you did. I'm a bit lost for words. Thanks. I guess I feel loved now, Mark.
Have you seen Cobra Kai?
No, I haven't. But fucking David.
Oh, him.
Grimace. You remember Grimace.
What is he?
Exactly.
Green.
What isn't he?
Yeah, what's he represent?
Your colon. when you eat at McDonald's. David Trent and his son Mick watched all of Cobra Kai.
Yeah.
Within like an afternoon, and they can't get enough of it. They
Me
just
too.
Think it's amazing. Is it really good?
Oh, mate, I've watched it about 4 or 5 times all the way through.
I really loved Ralph Macchio, and you just think he made what? The Karate Kid, 3 Karate Kid films.
Yep.
He was in The Outsiders.
Yeah, yeah.
My Cousin Vinny,
and then he kind of like disappeared. And my sister.
Ugly Betty he was in, I think.
My sister had such a crush on him
really?
Growing up. I think for one Christmas. I bought her like a signed or framed. I was very little as well, so it would have been my mum and dad's money. But I bought her like a signed picture of Ralph Macchio. She just loved him, and I was just like, and he was, he had like, movie star looks.
Mm.
And it's Karate Kid was a huge film, and it's kind of like you just think, why didn't he have a bigger career? And he's back in this, isn't
he? Yeah. Oh, it's so good. It's so well made. Like they just take. It's basically made by 3 guys who are big fans.
I did. I remember seeing the. I haven't seen it yet, but I remember seeing the trailer for it, and it really brought home how much I liked Karate Kid. I went,
"What's the
I
first
forgot
one?
I liked Karate Kid."
It's nostalgic, though, yeah. Isn't it? It's just nostalgic.
Yeah. It really is. I had it on VHS. That was one that we recorded from TV.
Yeah,
so you'd watch it all the time because that's the only one you had.
I don't think my dad's ever seen it, and he still says Daniel son.
Does he?
Do you know what I mean? And
tell you what, I didn't know. I always thought it was Daniel son. But it's not. It's Daniel San. I didn't know that. I never knew that as a kid.
Right.
Yeah, I guess it sounds like son.
Yeah.
Daniel's son.
Because and then in the next Karate Kid, the woman, I can't remember what her character name is.
It's Hilary Swank, isn't it?
Hilary Swank.
He called her Hilary son, but not son.
Because it should be Hilary daughter.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. So that was confusing me as a kid.
Yeah, of course it did. I had a friend called Daniel, and he fucking hated people saying Daniel's son to him.
Really?
But I think now he'd probably miss the attention. But now with Cobra Kai, he's probably getting quite a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
Quite a lot of stick in the office. I don't know.
Yeah, I imagine since Cobra Kai comes out, they're all calling Daniel San.
Daniel San again. I don't know. I haven't seen Daniel.
They don't call him Daniel San in Cobra Kai because Mr. Miyagi is dead.
Is he the bad guy?
Well, who knows? I don't want to give away any spoilers.
This is you. You weren't even. You're like barely trying to hit the right button.
I've given up trying to press the right button.
That spoilers button we found out. It is the voice of Mark Simmons.
Yeah,
yeah.
That you can do it live now.
Spoiler
or recorded.
Spoiler. Nick and Nat.
I'm just sort of mashing buttons now.
Am
I better at the desk than Sean?
Sean's pretty bad at starting the desk. You started well.
I started really well, and then it just deteriorates, isn't it? Sean is better. News just in from the other room. Sean is better at the desk, but.
But who's the better dancer?
I mean,
I don't know. We'll find out.
I'm looking forward to that. How do you feel about that?
I kind of want him to get quite far because I want to see him do the ones where they assault the woman up.
Yeah, do you know what? Sure. I've never watched it before, right? One of them is Danny John Jules from Red Dwarf. He's a dancer, isn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't that cheating?
He's done musicals.
You can't
and stuff.
Have one who's a proper dancer, can you?
And there's a boy band guy in there. And
who's a dancer, presumably.
Yeah.
Isn't that, what's the point of having people on it who are dancers?
Dance. Yeah.
Surely the point is, like, you get trained up, but you can't do it.
I imagine making a show like that with people that can't dance is fucking tedious. Yeah, and you just, like, go, let's just get some fucking people in that can fucking dance, shall
we? And then laugh at the ones that can't.
And then the ones that can't, they'll go out, but we'll, you know, pat them on the back, we'll patronise them and go, look at him, at least he's trying, biggins. But, like, you know what I mean? It's I think that it must be awful if no one can dance. Sean, it's interesting that Sean's... I save my dancing for when I'm alone in the kitchen, and I love dancing.
Do you really?
I do.
You sort of dance in your big shows that you do, don't you? Sort of
dance. That's exactly what I'm doing.
Sort of dancing.
When I'm on stage, I'm not sort of dancing, I'm dancing.
But you can't really dance and sing, can you? Like, because Brittany does it, but she's miming.
I can dance and sing.
Can you?
Yeah. It's not good, but...
Which part?
I feel like the singing is not great. Were you out of breath when you did it?
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's what she.
But I didn't. Yeah, I'm not going to mime, am I? I always. No. They say dance like no one's watching, or sing. What is it?
Yeah.
Dance. What's the phrase?
Dance like Big Brother is watching you.
Sing like no one's watching. Sing like listening. No one's listening, and dance like. That's not the phrase. I was just thinking, I'm going to dance and I'm going to sing like I'm a fucking professional. I'm being paid to do it. Right? I'm not going to take the chance, even if no one turns up at the beginning of the gig, I'm still going to go ahead and do the gig. Because if there's people that are late and they walk in, we haven't done your fucking song.
It's related as well, isn't it?
We've got to play the fucking game. We've only got
It's four. Wow.
We've got 5 minutes. I'm swearing so much. I'm so sorry.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I know. This is zipped by.
We're having such a nice time.
It's almost like we've got absolutely no broadcastable content today.
It's good for the podcast, isn't it? Extra length.
It's good for the podcast because they delete the songs, don't they?
Yeah.
We haven't done a trail for another show. We didn't have time for that, so.
But listen to some other shows.
Can you trail our show?
Fubar Radio presents
other shows.
Didn't have time
Joey
for
Page.
That. Didn't have time for that.
So Fubar.
Joey Page isn't. Is he did a good show in Edinburgh this year?
Yeah, he got 5 stars, didn't he?
From
five different publications. from one, he's an, I like it. He just did the number 6 festival.
Oh, yeah,
which
yeah.
is in Port Merion, where they filmed The Prisoner.
Prisoner.
Which was my favourite TV show, and I asked him to get me a badge.
And it's quite close to Machantlef, isn't it?
Do the game.
Do the game. All right. We need to press some buttons. Spoiler! Not that one. So this is a game which called Better or Worse, where you have to decide whether the next person is better or the worse than the one before it.
Person, okay. Yeah.
So starting off, Donald Sutherland. Is Whoopi Goldberg better or worse than Donald Sutherland?
Worse.
She is worse.
Oh, there's answers. Correct answers.
Yeah, just okay. Based on my own opinion. Is Jackie Chan better or worse than Whoopi Goldberg?
Worse.
It's about even, isn't it?
Better, Jackie Chan.
I think it's about even. Nah. Oscar winning Whoopi Goldberg for Ghost.
Yeah, but Jackie Chan, isn't it?
Where's his Oscar?
He was Karate Kid.
Was it Rush Hour 3? Have you seen The Tuxedo?
Awful. Oh, there's a new one as well.
Actually, The Tuxedo is at its very worst. It's still better than Theodore Rex.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's Jackie Chan.
Right,
is Shane Ritchie better or worse than Jackie Chan?
Worse.
He is worse, but it's a high card. I like Shane Ritchie.
Yeah.
Alfred Hitchcock. Is Alfred Hitchcock better or worse than Shane Ritchie?
Worse.
Better.
I go better.
Is Boy George better or worse than Alfred Hitchcock?
Worse.
Oh yeah, worse.
He is worse. Yeah. Is Boy George?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Is Boy George better or worse than Matt LeBlanc?
That's you done that one way around. Matt LeBlanc better or worse?
Matt LeBlanc better or worse than Boy George?
Better.
I'm going to say worse, I think.
It's Joey!
Yeah, but...
I think Matt LeBlanc is better than
I think
Boy
he
George.
Is. Well,
that's not really based on my own opinion, is it? Yeah. Is Donald Glover better or worse than Matt LeBlanc?
Donald Glover better or worse than Matt LeBlanc?
Better,
yeah. Is Michael Jackson better or worse than Donald Glover?
Worse.
Musically?
Is Michael Jackson better as a person? As a whole.
As an icon.
Yeah.
As a whole.
Better,
yeah. Is Mark Kermode better or worse than Michael Jackson?
Worse.
He is worse. That's it.
Sorry, Mark.
You did that game every week?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's fun.
Good.
I like the music as well.
I liked it. Theme from...
Six? What are you saying?
Six.
Oh, Mark got six. I thought you were saying
six. Is that good?
Six out of ten.
That's not bad. Actually, the last few have been sixes, haven't they? We're still yet to rival Sam Ashurst 3. But who's Claudie Blakely did.
She did eight, I think,
eight,
didn't she?
I think.
Wow. Nobody nailed it.
Sue's Kempner did.
Do you know
eight.
What?
Sue's Kempner do eight.
It's 2 minutes. It's 2 minutes to one, and I've just put in another Harrow bar. Could have waited.
You could have waited for 2 minutes, but you couldn't. They're addictive. Have you got anything coming up that you want to plug?
No,
not even your own food bar show.
Well, we don't know when it is because we're back when
you're doing your Edinburgh show again.
Finishes. Next. No, I'm just writing the next one.
You're writing it now.
You're not going to do it again.
Oh, I am doing it, but I don't know where.
I like following you on Twitter because I like reading your jokes, and then, but every so often, you know, there's what? One that just sticks in my craw. A bit
you like it,
and I have to write to you and tell you.
Oh, you did, yeah. We actually came up with loads of stuff, didn't we?
If you do it like that, then it'll be better. But I'm not working at the moment. I'm not concentrating on my own garden. Why? Mm. Mental health. it was making me sad.
Oh.
And so I needed a break. But I'm really looking forward to coming back and doing some gigs at the end of the year. Although I've said that I'm going to... Oh, no, not time. All right, we're going to play your song. Sorry, Mike, we're going to play your song next week.
Nick Helm and Nathaniel Metcalf's Fan Club on FUBAR Radio.